This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back. It is 9 minutes past 2 o'clock. I'm Susie Jones sitting in for Chad Hartman today out of town. And I cannot wait to talk to Rochelle Olson on our John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I can tell you're smiling because you like my intro, don't you?
I love it. You come to me on the day of your daughter's wedding. That's that's Godfather music.
Well, no, it's Rochelle music. It just kind of, it sounds like The Godfather, but
it does.
Think it's Rochelle.
Oh, Dave, is that right? Rochelle?
That was kind of the genesis behind it, thinking maybe a Parisian cafe or something like that, hearing that play in the background while you're enjoying an overrated French baguette.
Jesus.
They're not overrated. You just need to know where to get them. But anyway.
Nothing better than hard bread. That sounds great.
So nice to have you on. What were you going to say? I didn't interrupt you.
No, nothing. I don't think we need to get into the whole. It's clear that Dave just doesn't know where to get a good baguette, and we can.
Okay, Miss Paris.
We can talk about that later some other time.
Yes, this is a good. This is important to have you on. Mm-hmm. It's always important to have you on because you're an outstanding reporter and columnist, and. generally a very good person, I think.
Generally.
Yeah,
cheers
generally.
And jeers. But we're coming off the election. And some winners, some losers, some cheers and some jeers. Let's jump right into the St. Paul mayoral race that I think caught some people off guard, huh?
Yeah, for sure, don't you think?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think I was saying beforehand. I mean, I've talked to her. I was impressed by her, but she got in so late. She got in August, and it was like, well, does she have a chance? And yeah, she did.
Yeah,
and it's one of those things where you kind of wonder. Voters perhaps a little tired of someone after two terms, ready for something new, and she put together a winning strategy, that's for sure.
Yeah, in a short amount of time. I was reading your article, your column, and it talks about how hard it is to campaign, and I think we think sort of loosely about it as normal people walking about our lives. No, really, but I can't imagine how hard it would be to get out there and organize and get volunteers and get money and all you, as you say, with no real solid sense of whether it's all going to work or not.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, this is a mayoral campaign, but I see this all over the place in terms of, I spent a lot of time in the legislature, covered politics for a long time. But I mean, I think a lot of people maybe think in terms of the higher offices, like a governor, people who run statewide, but these people, legislators, city council members, mayoral candidates. I mean, a lot of them never stop door knocking, especially if you are representing a swing district, say, you know, a district that's pretty closely divided between Republicans and Democrats mm-hmm. in the legislature. There's a handful of them who will be door knocking. I mean, it's 4 years of door knocking, basically. They don't stop. Some really, really good and productive legislators, they don't stop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very hard, and you don't know if there's going to be a job for you at the end of it. I mean,
it's quite a gamble.
It is quite a gamble, and it's like, I don't know. Go out and knock on strangers' doors. Now they have it down to sort of a, it's gotten a little bit better because they have all this software now. They got, you know, apps on their phone, I guess, that sort of tell them, okay, this person's a Democrat or this person might be persuadable. Mm. So they sort of know what they're getting before they knock on the door to some degree.
Yeah.
So it's, but still, it's still, you're knocking on a door. You don't know who's going to answer. And yeah, it's just why they work really hard, I guess, is what I'm saying. It is not a gravy train.
No. And you offer a cheer. You offer a cheer to St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter, as we mentioned, for his gracious concession speech.
Well, I mean, one of my colleagues actually wrote a whole column about it. Jennifer Brooks wrote a column about it. But yeah, I mean, I don't think it's, as we know, in our personal lives as well, it's not easy to lose, right?
No.
Let alone lose on a public stage, let alone lose an election where the people have said they've had enough of you, right?
It's a like kind of an ego blow.
Well, yeah, it has to be. I think it's hard. And of course, the higher up you go, I think the harder it gets. But I think Jimmy Carter talked a lot about that, about how painful it was losing. But yeah, I mean, but then he did the right thing. And I mean, that calling her and congratulating her and not being, which we did not see in Minneapolis with one of Mayor Fry's challengers didn't call him, which it's kind of just a normal, it used to be a normal level of decency, although I think we know and doubt our presidents ever conceded anything, but it's kind of standard and it's kind of how democracy is supposed to work. And you listen to the will of the people.
Right.
And you honor that.
And you give a jeer to Omar Fateh, who did not win in Minneapolis, challenging Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. And, you know, I don't know, what do you make of that? And yet his other challengers did. Dwayne Davis and Jazz Hampton did reach out. I don't know. It's an interesting situation. You wonder, is it cultural? Is it just personal? You know, like you say.
Well, but I think, I guess my point is that this is, I fully expect Senator Fateh will run for office, if not run for mayor again, in the next cycle, in the next election. And I mean, I think this is something voters should take into account. I mean, they think it's important to be a good loser. That's part of the deal. Again, we started out talking about, you don't know if there's a job at the end of this. You're not promised a job here. Mm. You do your best, you run a decent campaign, or you try to run a good campaign. And, it's part of the deal,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And when somebody doesn't do that, and I think the fact that Dwayne Davis and Jazz Hampton called Mayor Frey, I mean, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're supposed to do. I mean, don't we kind of learn this when you're a kid, right? Didn't you? You know, you're not supposed to be a sore loser. I don't know clearly, but Senator Fateh has not been particularly gracious throughout this whole campaign. So
right.
It's not exactly surprising either.
Right. Interesting. We're talking about decency and decorum and civility. I happened to be on X this morning getting just kind of poking around, and there was a video from when Nancy Pelosi became speaker.
Yes.
And
I know what you're going to say. I saw that this morning, too. Go ahead.
I just was like, this would never happen right now.
And wasn't it? It was fabulous. It was like, I was sort of taken aback because I was
too.
Alive. I was an adult when it happened, and I thought, And I'm sure I was sort of dismissive of it at the time.
Now you see how significant it is to have Dick Cheney and the president stand up and everybody in the room acknowledge Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, it was very heartwarming, I thought.
And right, and we you didn't kind of looping back to make the point. The video is of former President George W. Bush, W, right? Yeah, with Dick Cheney. He's speaking. I think it's the State of the State, and mm-hmm. Cheney's sitting on the rostrum right next to Nancy Pelosi, her first session as Speaker, and he takes a moment to just grace. I'm the first person who ever gets to say Madam Speaker, and not only does he say that, he brings her. He talks about her dad, you know, because her dad wasn't alive, but it just made this a very nice moment for her. And then they both stood up. Then they both turned and applauded to her very graciously. I mean, it was lovely.
It's like in a million years that wouldn't happen right now. In a million years. And maybe both ways. So, all right, let's move on because you want to cheer Madeline Kingsbury's family and loved ones and friends. Such a great group of people, worked so hard. Of course, you write, you know, she was murdered in her home by the father of her children in 2023, and they're turning their grief into action. Tell us what they're doing.
Well, they started a foundation, and they've raised, it sounds like, a few thousand dollars so far. And they're sort of, her survivors, I mean, she lived in Winona, I believe. I didn't cover this particular trial, but, I mean, it clearly was a case where it was domestic violence, mm-hmm. and she was ultimately killed by her husband / the father of her children. And the survivors who probably didn't, I mean, this is a tricky thing about domestic violence, is a lot of times it can happen and family and friends don't have any idea because mm-hmm. it's so, I mean, it's very tricky. It's very, but they're, it can be hidden, you know.
Yes.
I mean, I've written a lot about it. You've written a lot about it. We've covered a lot of trials.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always sort of shocking. The extent, it's easy to say in hindsight, well, why didn't she leave or why didn't she get away? But a lot of times people don't even know because it's, coercive control. I mean, literally, like, the partner can look at someone and they know, you know, they're stepping out of line or something. But they're doing pamphlets at Winona State University. Some of her girlfriends are handing out pamphlets, and I just think that you can put out about it, get the word out, because I think a lot of people, we hear it all the time, right? Oh, I never thought I'd be a victim, or I can't believe she was so strong. I can't believe she was a victim. Mm-hmm. We never saw anything. She never had a bruise on her. It doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
And it can happen to anyone.
And it's still happening. It's not, I mean, I know raising awareness is terrific, but it's obviously a problem that we need to keep our eye on. As just this week, there was a murder-suicide in Roseville. There was another one recently. So good on them for doing what they can to try to make the world a better place. All right, are we going to take a little break and then come back with Rochelle?
We could do that if she's available. We normally do.
Can you stick around? I don't know
I can stick around if you want to take a break.
You can take a very short one.
A very short break?
Yeah.
Okay, short break. Mm. Back with more. We've got some more jeers. I like jeering.
Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, we are back. Rochelle Olson, Star Tribune. Love having her on there. Love having you part of the show. Susie Jones in for Chad. We're doing cheers and jeers, and then I want to make sure I get to the government shutdown and what in the world is ever going to make it stop. This, you know, and it kind of goes right into this because one of your jeers is Tom Emmer, the House Majority Whip, brought to the national shame spotlight when the state's congressional delegation, because of his enduring mean streak and parroting of Donald Trump's conspiracy theories. Tell me, what is this Bulwark, B-U-L-W-A-R-K? Is that a news outlet?
Yeah, I think... I don't know. Are they on Substack? Are they?
I'm not sure.
It's a bipartisan. It's a bipartisan pro democracy. anyway, it's not. It's they do some good work.
Okay.
And they have a newsletter, and they cover national politics, and no, they do good work. Mm. So I just thought it was an interesting and sharp take on Representative Emmer, who by all accounts is a different person than the guy who was at the legislature more than a decade ago, when he was known for being quite collegial and talking to people across the aisle. And here he's very much he is very much in line and in step with President Trump. But I mean, we know why, because you get in trouble if you go against the president, and he did. I mean, Trump torpedoed his chance at being speaker, but Emmer seems undeterred. Apparently, he's still on board with Trump. So we'll see how that works out for him long term.
This report, though, I will say, called him gratuitously nasty and fond of grade school taunts. I think, you know, going back to the juxtaposition between that and what we saw with Nancy Pelosi's first days as speaker. So that's kind of the world we live in. And on that note then, Rochelle, I mean, obviously this is historic. We've never seen a shutdown this long. What do we do as regular citizens in terms of watching it going, what the heck?
What do we do as regular citizens?
We vote.
Well, we vote. Yeah.
But that doesn't shut the shutdown down. That doesn't restart the government necessarily.
Well, I mean, I guess if a person were so inclined, they could reach out to their congressional delegation, members of the House, members of the Senate. I mean, we have two Democrats in the Senate, but if you're represented by a Republican congressperson, you could call them. You could call your Democrat, for that matter. I mean, I feel like eventually it has to run out of steam. Not sure what the tipping point here is going to be, but...
Could it be this airline stuff, the airplanes and the delays?
Well, there is some thinking. There is one school of thought that who likes to fly, people with money, although you could say some of them also have the people with a lot of money have their own private jets.
Mm-hmm.
But business folks who fly a lot, if this gets super disruptive, sure. I mean, I think that could be problematic, but... the totality of it too. I mean, at some point, it just some point it has to run out of steam, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, then you look at the, you know, the air travels, but at the same time too, I was saying at the beginning of the show, Rochelle, I had looked in my cupboard and I have all these cans that I don't eat. They've been up there forever, and I was like, geez. So I took a couple bags of canned goods to a food shelf this morning.
Wait, you took like stuff that had been in your cupboard forever to a food shelf?
It was a can. It was a non-perishable.
Moldy bread? Mm.
Yeah, what the...
You guys...
The baguette.
Leftover lutefisk?
Shut up, both of you. The point is...
Well, you're not supposed to bring garbage to a food shelf.
I mean, not! I shouldn't have brought it up. I knew you.
Well, so anyway, you brought.
Yeah, that the food shelves are seeing a lot of just people coming by giving bags and bags of food because I mean maybe the rich people will be mad that their flights are delayed, but what about when poor people start starving to death? Or this other story I read about not having enough formula for babies because the WIC thing is all out of whack. It just seems like it's a mess.
Well, I mean. If poor people are hungry, they should just get a job. I mean, isn't that, I think that's sort of the thinking is that they should just work harder.
Yes.
So I don't know that there's a lot of sympathy for that, but boy, if.
But you know, it isn't.
Somebody.
Oh, I was going to say, it's about saving face, isn't it? I mean, a Democrat or Republican, whoever decides to say, okay, A, we're going to. Vote on a bill to keep the government going without that health care subsidy extension, or like it's almost like chicken. Who's going to give on their thing?
Who's going to give on their thing? Well, yeah. I mean, that's always the way. That's always the thing is what's the way out that saves face for people. But I we're not. That's also kind of old thinking, I think. I mean, I don't know that. Things are, as we know, very different right now, and I don't know that the old strategy or old thinking about how we're going to get out of this really works. I mean, I think it'll happen when Trump decides he's had enough. But I mean, I also think that this, in some ways, works to his advantage because Congress is just sitting on the sidelines, so he's the main show in town, which is kind of how it's been ever since he took office, but even more so.
Man, I mean, it just doesn't feel like it's the government, the federal government feels embarrassing to me right now as a U.S. citizen, as a member of this country.
I know. But I mean, to some of us who thought that there were guardrails on democracy. Some of us who thought there was a system of checks and balances in place. But I think part of the problem is Congress says the Republican-led Congress. Now, remember, the Republicans have a trifecta in Washington. They could end this. And of course, they're trying to blame the Democrats. And the Republicans in Congress are just rolling over for Trump. And they're supposed to be a check on the executive. And they're not.
Well, I think, who was it that Chad has on? Major Garrett always talks about the end of democracy, the disintegration of democracy, and just how it will, I mean, it looks now versus how it may continue to disintegrate going forward.
Well, we don't need Major Garrett to tell us that. And yet,
and what are the dogs doing? Are they want to go outside or somebody there?
No, I'm sorry. They were sleeping, and now, you know, a leaf fell in the yard. So it's cause for a two-dog alarm, and I was lulled into complacency because they were sitting there quietly, and so now we get the cacophony here. Sorry.
No, I love them. How old are they now?
I don't know. Seven?
Michelle, they're your little.
One's a guest dog. One's my actual dog. My actual dog, he's seven. So.
Oh, nice. Well, obviously, this is sort of a never-ending conversation about the current situation at the federal government. But it is confusing and frustrating, and I think especially around that SNAP benefit stuff today, Shaletta, like, what's happening? Is it going to be there? Is it not going to be there? What the heck? You know?
Well, it's really scary, and I'm sure when you're relying on that, it's, you know, it's a small amount of money, but it's a lifeline for a lot of people, and now, are you going to get it? Are you going to get half? Are you going to get the whole thing? I mean, it's heartbreaking.
It is, and today, I thought today he said, nope, we're not giving any. I thought that's what I read.
Well, I'm sure I haven't looked in the last couple hours, but yes, there was some thinking that he would indeed defy the court order that told him to pay.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be a surprise.
Oh, all right, my friend. I'll see you out there on the next story.
Okay.
Again, someone just said, who am I talking to? This is Rochelle Olson, Star Tribune reporter, columnist, and I can say friend. I can.
I think you can.
I feel solid in that.
Yes.
All right, go take care of those animals.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I am ready for
Am
ready? I Wrong.
Are you ready?
I closed my eyes. Did you notice that? I did a little Zen moment there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 20 minutes left in the show.
Yes.
It's Friday. My name's Susie Jones.
Much like Chad, getting to the segment right on time at 40 after the hour.
Much like Chad, I didn't want to startle people.
He's usually much later. He hates the segment because he knows how good it is, and it really threatens him.
It does?
Yeah.
Your genius threatens him?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I went on Insta, and he's all over it. He's got some nice videos and Quinn on the beach. So
He's gramming the Hawaii trip.
Yeah. Oh, boy, it looks beautiful.
Wedding photos? Do we get those up?
I didn't see
then?
That, yeah. Just you know.
Keep those private maybe for
I
now?
I don't know. We'll see.
You don't want to upset the
apple
the
cart?
New bride.
Yeah.
Joining the family. Don't overstep your bounds there, father of the groom.
I know. Just keep quiet. Wear beige. So explain this to me.
Well, we've started this a couple years ago now. We've been doing Am I Wrong? The committee and myself, I head the Am I Wrong committee. We meet typically each Thursday evening at a local establishment, talk about some things, spitball some ideas for the week, have some resolutions that we bring to the table, and simply ask, are we wrong? Or, am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Yeah, am I wrong? I being the kind of royal I, the committee itself, but
okay.
I'm the one bringing it, it's kind
you're
of, am I wrong?
Chairperson.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have a list of things that you're going to say.
Yes.
And you're going to tell them to me, and you're going to say, am I wrong?
Yes, we'll go one by one, and you will have to decide whether I, the spokesman for the committee, is wrong. I'll fight my fight if I need to.
Okay.
Perhaps we'll agree with it and talk about the brilliance that the committee brought forth and why it is so right. Are you ready for this?
I think I am, yes.
All
I
right,
am.
We're going to start with something committee member Jen brought to the meeting last night. So she's lives in a suburb, typical suburb, got a neighbor with a very tall tree, big tree. Big tree in their yard, in the neighbor's yard, but close to the property line, 8-10 feet away, something like that. Every fall, she watches as all those leaves cascade down, all of them, thousands and thousands. And about half or more, with the wind blowing, end up in her yard. Okay, she sees the neighbor get out there with the rake, watches from her window. As neighbor, first thing he does, what's he do? Rake right along the property line, right along the line, pull the leaves that are in his yard over to get bagged up while leaving the rest from his tree that are in her yard for her to handle. She found this a little bit upsetting. She finds this to be annoying. And so we discuss it as the committee. And this is the resolution. While there is no legal duty to do so, the morally and ethically correct thing is to do this. If you're already out there, if you're taking care of the raking and it's your tree and those are your leaves, take the extra 5-10 minutes, stop being a jerk and pick up the leaves that fell from your tree into their neighbor's yard. Be a neighbor, would you?
Am I wrong?
You're wrong. I think leaves are meant to be on the ground. I think leaves, once they disintegrate, they go into your yard and they're good fertilizer for next spring. I think you take a lawn mower and you mulch them up and you leave them on your yard. This takes care of all the problems.
Do you feel that that should be the neighbor's responsibility if they are the leaves from their tree, if they're already mulching theirs, for instance?
No, because I think that this is just muddy waters. What I'm saying is that the wind blows, nature's nature. I think it's a little obnoxious to go right down the line, but he's not going to mow her lawn or rake her. Raking is hard. Do you know how to rake? Do you rake very much?
I've raked. Raking, I've handled a rake.
Rakes are awful.
No, it's not that bad.
Raking is terrible. I hate
raking leaves is easy.
Baloney.
If you're raking up the thatch or something like that, that's some work, but leaves, it's like you're sweeping them up. They just come right with the rake. Come on, boys, get in the pile.
No way. I hate raking.
Wow.
It hurts my arms.
Maybe you need to hit the gym a little bit more.
I really am going to say no. I don't think that neighbor, even though they're his leaves, needs to rake her yard. It's just too contentious. These days, people get mad. Also, the leaves. The leaves go where they want. This person says, are you nuts? What do you think? The leaves have the owner's name written on them? Are you supposed to identify those leaves that came onto your yard? What's so wrong? yeah, here's one.
Well, it's
this
very
is Millie.
Easy. If you've we're got gonna, an oak and a silver maple, you know which leaves came from which tree.
Here, we're going to name this one Shirley, and we're going to put it in an envelope. We're going to mail it to your house.
Wait, so do the leaves have a name?
That's
or
what we're saying. We're going to identify each leaf to make sure which yard they belong to.
But does each leaf have a separate name? Do you have to climb up into the tree, say, in July and Sharpie a name on the leaf?
How about this? I never assume I know what my neighbor wants. Maybe that neighbor likes those leaves.
It's okay to knock on the door and say, hey, I notice my tree tends to, you know, drop
no.
all this garbage in your yard
Good
every
Lord.
Fall.
Good
I'm sorry
Lord.
About that. Would you like me
no.
to take care of it for
no,
you?
No, it's OCD. Get a leaf blower. Blow them back.
Yeah, you could do that.
That's what this guy says.
You could do that if they're your leaves. You don't even have to rake. Just get the blower. Boom, they're done. Pick them up.
Pick them up.
Help out. Help out our neighbor. This isn't, you know what? We should be Americans. We should be kind to each other. We should be kind to our neighbors and want to help out each other.
How's that going?
Oh, there's a property. There's a line here I cannot cross to pick up my own trash. Tree trash.
This guy says you got to go rake the maples up out of the neighbor's oak leaves. You got to separate. And
what if you have an ash tree? Like then we got real problems.
Like
Emerald ash borer.
Separating your laundry. Susie, get a leaf blower. Neighbors are lazy. Okay, so that is that. Do we keep going with that?
We can go one more here before we take a break.
About the leaves? Or
no,
are we done with the leaves?
We could be done with that. You All don't right. agree with the committee. That's fine.
That's fine.
The
go
committee
ahead.
Thinks you're a jerk then, too.
okay.
This one's coming off the top of the show. Again, share with people what happened today as you woke up and decided what clothing you wanted to wear. And how many pairs of jeans do you
think
have?
I said I had 20 or more pair of jeans. Remember we spoke to our friend, she called, and we all talked about some of us having many, many pair of jeans. A lot of times we have jeans for different times in our lives where maybe, and I'll be honest, okay, people, if I'm up there, I don't mind saying this. It's a little embarrassing, but I'm right now on my high weight, which is about a size 14. My low weight is an 8. So if you know women's clothing, 8 to 14.
To be fair, nobody knows women's clothing because an 8 can look different, can be like 8 sizes apart depending on what store you go to.
This
I know
is,
that much.
Okay, the point is I have different jeans that fit me differently,
mm-hmm.
and some I keep because they're cute and I might lose 10 pounds and be able to fit in them.
You have roughly 20 to 25 pairs of jeans. The caller you mentioned, Renee, who joined us earlier, she said she's easily got double that.
Right.
Here's the thing. Jeans are the worst. Jeans should never be worn. They are uncomfortable even when you get them off the rack. If you dare to wash them, they're stiff for the next 8 months, roughly. Our society, Susie Jones, has rested on its denim-covered laurels for way, way too long. The committee will say we have thankfully seen a slight move towards other fabrics. Other much more comfortable fabrics, but I think it's time to hit the accelerator on that. We really need to start pushing it. We need to go faster. America, stand up to big denim. The committee says stand up to big denim. Move on to casual clothing that actually is casual and comfortable.
Am I wrong?
Wrong. Jeans are great. Levi Strauss, our country was built on jeans. Come on. Jeans
country
are,
was built on slavery, too. Are you saying slavery is okay,
geez,
Susie?
Why do you got to go there? It's Friday afternoon at 2:48, and you're going to throw that out there? This place says it's called the Perfect Jean Company. Thanks. A texter is giving me information about where to go get more jeans.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So I'm just saying you're wrong about jeans, but let me go back to leaves. The horticulture department at the University of Minnesota, Lawn Guru, probably, I think it's our Saturday morning show. Mulching leaves before winter is okay, but you should be able to see 50% of your lawn
mm-hmm.
to avoid winter kill.
That's right.
I just wanted to offer that valuable piece of information. And now, everybody, this is, why is everyone fat? Come home, put on a pair of sweatpants, and eat everything in the kitchen.
See?
Sweatpants.
Enjoy life.
Jeans are the only pants I wear. I have more than 15 pair.
Oh, my goodness. I have two, and I hate one of them.
You have two pair of jeans?
Two pairs
all?
Of jeans. I never wear one. I should donate.
I want to know, how many jeans do you have at home? 651-461-9226. My phone just told me I had to stand up. You have two pairs.
I have two pairs of jeans.
I have 20 plus.
One, I think I've worn twice, probably not in 3 years.
You just don't like how they feel?
No, they're awful.
What dress pants? You wear dress pants? You wear khakis?
I wear some khaki-ish kind of material pants, but...
Jeans rock. You are wrong. That's
no,
what a texter said.
Jeans do not rock. They've never rocked.
Love my Levi's. I have about 15 pair. Love it. In different styles. People are just doing numbers. One pair of jeans, two pair of jeans. All right, we're going to take our break, but it is 10 minutes before 3, so we're going to wrap things up and put a bow on it and continue to tell you how many pair of jeans people have. After this quick break on News Talk 830 WCCO. 2:52 on a Friday afternoon. I'm Susie Jones in for Chad Hartman for a couple of more minutes. Dave Harrigan at the helm. We are playing Am I Wrong? But we're also going to read some texts because they're pretty funny. Pretty funny.
Jeans and leaves or just jean?
A little bit of
jean
both.
Count.
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. Jen, cut the branches, no leaves. That's the advice to Jen.
The wind's still blowing. Is it true that if a neighbor's tree is hanging over your yard, you can cut those branches down?
I believe not. I believe that would be trespassing. Hi, Susie.
Not in your yard.
Hi, Susie and Dave. Been listening all afternoon. Love you. What's that product Shaletta used on her hair? Nature's Syrup Beauty. We looked it up. There's three words. Nature, Syrup, Beauty. You should go to Chad Hartman's, is it Facebook or Insta or all?
Instagram. Okay. That's where he's posting these Hawaii adventure photos from the wedding week.
You can also go and see Shaletta's hair.
Yes, you can.
Right? Did you put it up there?
I put those up on, well, you'll see those on the podcast. If you go to the podcast, you'll see them there.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. I have two pair of jeans. One long, one capri, that's enough. One person says, I don't own any jeans.
Good. Patriot. Patriot right there.
That is Jan texting from Greenwood. I was just out there. I love jeans. Like Susie, I have a range, size 10 to 12. Thank you, Chad. Oh, Chad's not here. Thank you, Chad and Susie, for the laughs.
Wow.
That would be you. Chad's not here.
No.
What? Did mom want for her birthday at 85? Levi's with the red tag.
Oh.
She wanted a pair since high school, but never bought them for herself. Of course, we got them. So I
put them on and said, "Ugh,
they're gross.
This is what I've been wanting."
Oh,
my whole life.
This person says legally you can remove neighbors' branches.
See, that's what I thought.
I'll
tell that to Jen.
Thank you, Jen. 651-461-9226. Keep using that line. Jason loves to talk to you, doesn't he?
He does, but he's not here today.
Who's here after?
Henry Lake.
Oh, I love Henry.
Yes, we get you have to tell him what Shaletta said.
Oh, about smelling bad.
Yeah. Smelling bad.
No,
but that
she said
Spike
he smelled
Lee
like a middle school gym locker.
Compared to Spike Lee.
Right. Somebody said, Susie, you are somebody's reason to smile today.
Oh, Susie.
Look at Abby.
Oh, look at you.
What else do I want to tell you today about this? My arborist. I don't have an arborist. Do you? A tree person.
Arborist?
Arborist. State law allows you to cut branches hanging onto your property. I love Chad, but it's a treat to hear Susie today. You are responsible, not your neighbor. Oh, let's end there. Thank you for everything today. I had a really good time.
Thank you for coming by.
We'll do it again. Next time, we'll tell Chad to go take a walk, and I'll do it again.
Tell him to go get a chocolate treat.
Oh, I love it. I have 9 pair of jeans. I love it. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.